Radio Prague News.
Methanol-contaminated bootleg liquor has claimed its 18th victim. The European Commission has refused to pay around 1 billion euros into four Czech operational programs, according to a press report. And the 20th season of the Czech Hockey Extraliga kicks off on Thursday. Methanol-laced bootleg liquor claimed its 18th victim in the Czech Republic when an older man died on Wednesday in his apartment in Havířov in the northeast of the country. Another five cases of suspected methanol poisoning have been registered in the country over the last 24 hours, Health Minister Leoš Heger said. One man has been hospitalized in Písek in southern Bohemia, the first case registered in the region. The authorities continue to collect and test samples of spirits. More than half of 57 spirit samples collected in the Moravian Silesian regions tested positive for methanol. In related news, the police in Zlín in eastern Moravia on Thursday discovered a warehouse with suspicious alcohol in bottles without tax stamps, along with thousands of counterfeit labels. The proprietor of the warehouse had been arrested earlier. The warehouse was set up in a garage in the part of town where several people bought methanol-contaminated alcohol. The head of local police said, however, they had no evidence the man was the main distributor of bootleg liquor in the area. Doctors in Ostrava have found out that a 73-year-old woman who died in the northeastern town of Havířov in May was killed by methanol. They will now revise the results of 150 autopsies that have been carried out since May to confirm whether any of the deceased also died due to methanol intoxication, the head of the Ostrava hospital's forensic department said on Thursday. 10 people have died of methanol poisoning in the Moravian Silesian region alone. The European Commission has refused to pay around 1 billion euros in four Czech operational programs over errors in their administration, the news website aktualne.cz reported on Thursday. The subsidies have been cut for the transport, environment and enterprise and innovation programs, as well as for the regional operational program Northwest. The programs will have to be subsidized from the state budget and the budget of two regional authorities. Government officials have refused to comment on the matter. The website reported that funding might also be cut for other Czech operational programs. Six MPs of the ruling Civic Democrat Party, who last week torpedoed the government's plan to raise the VAT rates, said the rates should be kept on the current level next year. After a meeting with the head of the Civic Democrat deputies group in the lower house, the MP said the only alternative was to unify the VAT rates into a single rate. Their support will be crucial in a repeat vote on the government's tax legislation, which has been linked to a vote of confidence. Party leaders said they still hoped to find a compromise solution. In hockey, the 20th season of the Czech Hockey Extraliga begins on Thursday with the match between last year's runners-up Kometa Brno and newcomers Chomutov. Commentators see no apparent favorites of the season, but expect Sparta Prague, Pardubice and Třinec to play for the title. The top hockey division has also slightly changed the relegation system for the new season. The two best teams from the second top league instead of one will this year play two worst Extraliga teams for spots in the top division. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly overcast with occasional rain. Daytime highs should range between 16 and 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.